Allah, on this day grant me the obedience of the humble, and on this day expand my spiritual chest through the repentance of the humble. By your security, O the shelter of the fearful. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are now at the 15th day of the month of Ramadan, and our topic today from Ramadan Reflections is the topic of a spiritually expansive heart. Now, this is a topic which is, again, a very important topic, as all of these topics have been so far within this blessed month. And this is also a topic which Allah speaks about in many verses of the Noble Quran. One of the most, perhaps, famous examples that we have is where Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, makes a supplication to Allah. And he makes this dua where he says, Rabbi shrahli sadri, O Allah, spiritually expand my heart for me. And the prayer goes on where he asks for a few other favors from Allah. But what does this topic actually mean? And how do other verses of the Quran and the ahadith, the sayings of the infallibles, how do they introduce this topic? We first look at chapter 94, Surah Al-Inshirah, verse number 1 of the Holy Quran, in which Allah says the following, addressing His final and most beloved Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, Allah says, did we not open your spiritual chest for you? Now, we have to keep in mind, and I just mentioned this as a side note, that this has no relation to open heart surgery, or some beliefs that some people may hold that, you know, the Prophet's chest was split open and his heart was removed and it was purified and then placed back into it. This has nothing to do with such notions and you know, incorrect beliefs. No, this is speaking about a spiritual level of the expansion of the heart, of the opening of the heart of an individual. And even we see in our everyday English culture that the heart is a word which is used not in the actual literal meaning of the physical heart that pumps within our chest, that pumps blood throughout our body. We talk about people being heartless individuals who are very cruel. We talk about people who wear their heart on their sleeve. We talk about being hard-hearted, people who are just, you know, no emotion to them, no compassion, no sympathy, no mercy. So the heart is used in English, in Arabic, in many other cultures and languages, I'm sure, to speak about a reality which is far beyond the physical heart that we have that pumps within our body. In the book Usul al-Kafi, we have a beautiful hadith which states the following. It says, O Allah, illuminate my spiritual insight through your book and expand my spiritual heart through your book. So we have this understanding based upon this supplication, this hadith, this saying, that we are looking for spiritual insight, what they call basirat, this ability to see past the apparent, to look, the far greater goals of an action and the outcomes of an action, and that we're asking Allah for the spiritual insight through the Quran, and also that we're asking Allah for an expansive heart, a spiritually expanded heart, and that would come about through the Quran. And so we have to appreciate that the recitation, the thinking, the understanding of the Quran is not just there for reward, not just there to gain some favor from Allah, but no, this has an outcome within our day-to-day lives, and one of those outcomes is the expansion of our spiritual heart to be able to take in the world and to understand the realities of the world as they truly are. We end with a verse of the Quran from chapter number 7, Surah An'am. Rather, chapter 6, Surah An'am, verse 125. In this verse, Allah mentions the following. He says, "And whomever Allah desires to guide, He opens his spiritual heart to Islam, to submission, to this beautiful way of life." This verse very poignantly tells us that when Allah wants guidance for an individual, when the human being themselves have begun the journey to seek Allah, to seek their Creator, and they're looking for guidance, that Allah would allow that guidance to come about, and He would open up their hearts to Islam. And today we see so many people in the world who have vilified the religion, who have misunderstood and mistranslated Islam, who have misinformed others of the religion, and who have been distanced away from Islam. Those who are seeking guidance, true guidance, Allah, as He says, will open up their heart to the religion. He will open their spiritual insight to this beautiful way of life that we call Al-Islam, the religion which our Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, that he brought 1400 years ago through the book Al-Quran. And we ask Allah that we are able to be some of those individuals who can be conduits to convey the message of Islam, to open the hearts of others to this beautiful faith. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.